Welcome to Love Fellowship Believers, a non-denominational church desiring to fulfill God's will. We invite you to join us in an atmosphere of praise and worship and the powerful teachings of Christ delivered in a most creative way that reaches every age. Located at 1900 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Greensboro, North Carolina, on the wonderful campus of Gillespie Park Elementary School. This year, we're focusing on building a foundation solidified by grace, with walls made by faith, and our homes being filled with salvation by being united in living devotion. We promise you, visiting us online or in the sanctuary will be an experience that will be life-changing and one you'll never forget. We hope to see you soon. Services begin at 11 a.m. Have a blessed day.
Just thanking him for all his many blessings. I truly give honor to our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and to the Holy Spirit in this place. I give honor to my pastor, all the ministers, and especially to all of you. My heart is really heavy this morning, so I pray that you pray for me as I'm preaching, because a lot is just going on. Circumstances of the world, my daughter growing up, getting 18, and when I think about that, I just think about it. Oh, Jesus. But I have to, reading this word right here is what's going to keep me. And then Charlotte, she's leaving, getting ready to leave her and Ken. And I got teary-eyed about that, but I know she's going to be in the arms of the Lord, and they're going to be all right down there in Wilmington. But I'm just so torn up this morning about a whole lot of stuff. Mother Bell, she got sick, she had to go home. But I just have faith in God that I know that he's going to see me through. And I've just been heavy. I've just been heavy burdened this whole week. Been heavy burdened by Sister Leslie and her family going through and her aunt passing. And it's just, I don't know about y'all, but when the whole church family go through, I go through. And so I know to get through, God's going to see me through. So I want y'all to pray for me this morning as I bring the word forth. And today our scripture will be coming from Proverbs chapter 6. I might need those. We'll be coming from Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6 and verse 17, 18, and 19. If you will stand for the reading of God's word. Proverbs 22 and 6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he's old, he will not depart from it." 17, 18, 19 says, "Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply to my knowledge. For it will be pleasant if you keep them within you, if all of them are ready on your lips, that your trust may be in the Lord. I have made them known to you today, even to you." You may be seated. I just thank God for the reading of his word. And like I said, I've really been going through a situation with my daughter turning 18 and getting ready to go off to college. And as I look at the world today, I tell you, I really desire much prayer for me and prayer for all our children. But our word today will be coming from Proverbs. And Solomon, that wrote this book, the son of David, we found that Solomon, he one night God appeared to him. And Solomon asked God, that night God appeared to Solomon and asked, "Whatever you wish, and I will give it to you. You have shown so much kindness to my father David." Solomon replied to God, "And you have made me king in his place. Now, Lord God, let your promise to my father David be fulfilled, because you have made me king over a people as numerous as over the earth dust. Give me wisdom. He asked God, he said, give me wisdom and knowledge so that I can lead this people, because no one can govern this great people of yours without your help. God said to Solomon, since this is what you wish, and because you have asked for wisdom, and because you have asked for knowledge to govern my people over whom I have made you king, rather than asking for wealth, rather than asking for riches, fame, or victory, God blessed him with knowledge and wisdom, and he also gave him the wealth and the riches of the land. If we would just ask God, and we find here that in the book of Proverbs, where Solomon, he has written Proverbs, and he's talking about a lot of things. He's giving wise statements into our youth and to the old as well. And as I was reading and studying about Solomon in this book, I said, wow. And it really starts speaking to my spirit. It really starts speaking to my soul about stuff that I was going through this week. And not only is the word that he's giving me to give you, it's for me very well, personally for me, and prayerfully for you also too. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And if I want to use for a title today, the title would be Start Early. Get it in them early. Today, I want to use you to focus on this scripture. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. The Amplified Bible said, train up a child in the way he should go. Teach him to seek God's wisdom and for his abilities and talents. Even when he's old, he will not depart from it. The Proverbs of probability. First of all, we need to understand that Proverbs 22:6 is not a promise. It is a proverb of probability, not a promise. As we have said many times long away, that there's no guarantees in raising children. There's no magical formula that says that 1 plus 2 equals 3, or A plus B, the next one would be C. But one thing I know that is true in raising a child is that we need to have the B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving earth. For we know for a fact that we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, which equals one. Every child has his individual will, and with that, they have to choose whether they want to walk with God or whether they want to walk with him or not. A proverb of probability. Proverbs 22:6 is not a promise, but the proverb is a probability. And this proverb is a wise saying, solemn. Wisdom is that if we do all we can in raising our children in the Christian faith, the probability is that they will remain faithful unto God as they grow older. Every one of us was a child at one time. Every one of us know as we was a baby how we grew up to be older. And life brings its challenges towards us. There's a process in parenting. To train up your child in the way you should go, and when you're old, he will not depart from it. That is something that the Lord has been putting in my mind, because the enemy tries to put other stuff, but knowing that training your child up in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. There are great objects in parenting. It's to help our children choose the right way of life. The Bible teaches us there are two ways that we can go. We can go the way of the world, or we can go the way of God. Our job as a parent is to help our children choose the right way, and which is God's way. The way of the world, one of the mistakes many parents make is to underestimate influence of the world. A lot of our parents, we see that they are letting the TVs, entertainments, media teach their child the way of the world. But the Bible says in Proverbs 14 and 12, it says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but at the end, therefore, are the ways of death. The ways of God, according to the ways of wisdom. There is a way of the world, and there is a way of God. God's way is the way of wisdom. A lot of times, children, we don't want to listen to our parents. I was a kid. I was that way, too. But as I've grown older, and as I look back over life, and I said, wow, the choices that I made, if I had only just listened. If I were only just listened. So I want to instill that into your spirit today, children. If you got anything else going on, put it down. If you got your game machine, put it down. Because this is something that I want to instill in your spirit. That you got to listen to what your parents are saying. Proverbs 4 and 11, I have taught thee the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right path. The goals of every parent is to help their child understand and embrace God's wisdom. But how do we do that? How do we raise a child according to God's way? According to the way of the child, or do we do it God's way? There is another interesting angle in Proverbs 26 and 6. It says, train up this child in the way it should go, and when he's old, he won't depart. The way can mean God's way, and it also can mean the child's way. Train up your child according to the child's way, or what does this mean? We receive our children from the hand of God. We try to mold them in sometimes what we want them to be, but we need to let God mold them into the way he would want them to be. True, we have to train our child in the way of the Lord. Each child comes with a set of abilities. Now, I don't know, some children, people have about 5, 6 children, 10, 14. Back in the day, they had 16 children. But I know that some way, all children was totally different in each way. One child might have need this much attention. The other child might have need that much attention. And then I was looking up this thing called, it takes a village to raise our children. And I also found that is an African proverb. And with the African proverb, that is a true statement. As I was growing up as a kid, it took a village. It took your aunts, your cousin, your neighbors. Back then, when I was growing up, if you did something, you got a whooping from your aunt, you got a whooping from your neighbor, you got a whooping from everybody. And then when you went home and told mom and dad about, you got another whooping. But you know what's going on with the world today? You can't say nothing to other people's children's name. You know why? Some parents, I don't need you to tell my child what to do. But you're going to wish somebody would have helped you tell your child what to do. Because sometimes the children don't get no training until they do come into the house of the Lord. You know, and sometimes people send their children to church and they don't even come with them. But don't you know that child can get some teaching and carry it back to that parent? It takes a village. It takes time. It takes opportunity that I know sometimes, and I thank God that we have a pastor that and a loving wife that let him go here and there. So sometimes pastor have to go and help other people out with their children. And I'm one. And I thank God for my past. People have called me to come and help them with their children. I go. Sometimes I be tired, don't want to go. But I have to go. Because God sends me places, because sometimes if the child ain't getting it from the parent, he get it from you. Don't you know your children, I don't know if y'all ever recognize this or not. Some of our children, don't you know they listen to another parent, another person than they would us. They listen to somebody else that, now I got friends, for instance. Their child listen to what I say to them before they listen to them. Why? I don't know. But we're going to go on down farther in the word, and I'm going to tell you why sometimes they don't listen to their parents. Because they feel a certain way. The way of God can mean that we train our child up
according to God's way. Each child, there are two bents of a child. It might be said that every child has bents, a bent forward towards good, a bent forward towards bad. Training them according to their bents, according to their bents towards good. Children aren't born perfect, but they are born with a great deal of innocence. You know, when a baby's born, he looks so sweet, or she, oh, don't they look so precious? Oh, so sweet. But that child gonna grow older. And some children have a natural hunger for the things of God. They love to read, they love to tell Bible stories. And what I like about here at our church is that our children, they love to come up, they love to pray, they love to sing, they love to dance. You know, back in the day when I was coming to church, you better get somewhere and sit down. And that's why some of the children are where they are now. Because we're not allowing our children to come in and serve. They come to serve. They come to dance. They come to sing, give praises, testify, pray of the goodness of Jesus. And we got to let them do it while they're young, because it instills in them something. And you know what really upsets me is when I see grown people that you got children, even though your child is doing good, why you can't help somebody else's child along the way? You were created to help one another. You were created to love one another. But that's just the way of life. Therefore, we are parents. We need to do all we can to cultivate, prepare, and to work hard raising our children. How do we cultivate the good? Again, we refer back to our passages. Train up a child in the way they should go, and when they're old, they won't depart from it. The phrase train up has a rich meaning. It means to train, to dedicate. It takes a lot of dedication to train our children. Like it takes a lot of dedication in anything that we want to do. As I've gotten older, not that I train myself. Yeah, I can say I train myself. Because as I got older, my thing is to train myself is to get up first thing in the morning is to give God praise, give him glory. My second thing is to get into the word, read scripture, meditate on the Lord. You know why I does that? Because when the day goes, somebody always pulling, calling, can you do this? Can you do that? I also train myself to get up every morning and exercise. Because if I don't exercise, it's not good for my health. If I don't train myself to eat right, it's not good for my health. So the same thing goes for our children. We have to be dedicated in training them in the right way of the Lord. Deuteronomy 6 says that we should talk of it as we are going through daily routines of life. We should look at opportunities to discuss God's wisdom with our children and to weave into a fabric of their life by modeling it before them. Perhaps the most powerful thing we can do to model a biblical principle before our children. I can't guarantee you that if you live out God's words before your children, that they will always buy into it. But the first thing that our children, they learn from us. Everyone in here that's got two parents in your family, you ought to praise and thank God for it, that your mother and your father live under the same roof. Because a lot of parents, children don't have that privilege. They either got one parent, they either got the mama raising them, either they got the daddy raising them. But if you got two parents in the family, you ought to praise God for it. And I also, as I look at over life, I see different situations about how people, children, everybody know their child. Everybody. And I can imagine, and I've seen it, but I'm fortunate I had to raise my daughter by myself. But I praise God that he allowed me to do it in the way of the Lord. But as I see children, and I even see it here in the church sometimes, you ever known for children, they know what mama done already said, right? They already know what mama has already said. But since they can't have their way, with mama, they go running over to dad. Daddy, can I do such and such and such? And no, didn't, mama done told them no. But then daddy said, you got some good. Dad said, well, let's see what your mama say about this. And then when your mama say, and you come together as one and you talk about it, you'll get a good result. But I have seen in some family, you got some other men, well, I wear the pants in this family, they gonna do what I tell them to do. Then you got some mamas, well, you gonna do what I say because I paid the bills here. No, that ain't the way it work in raising our children. It's a together thing. We all are God's children and we all can use some training. Even myself, I don't care how old I get, I'm in my 50s, but I still need some training. I still need some guidance. Because I got some older people that's in this church can tell me some stuff that they've been through that I know that will help me along the way. So what I want to instill into you all and into the parents, even though we have raised our children and they go their separate ways and they want to do what they want to do, don't worry about it. Because you know what? You've done what God told you to do. If they go off and you don't never see them no more, just pray for them. You got to pray for them and still love them. And sometimes you have to love them from a distance. Because, see, they still don't want to listen. They still don't want to listen. And the reason I say that we are models for our children, if we set up and be telling lies all the time, then our children going to come on and tell lies. If we be cussing in front of our children, then our children going to be cussed. And sometimes they don't learn it from the parents. They learn it from school or wherever they may be. Because the world is out there in the system that our children are being taught stuff. I mean, so many children know stuff that I didn't even know when I was in elementary school. I didn't know the facts of life. Good God, they all know the facts of life now. They tell me stuff that I said, what in the world? And you're right, what in the world? It's a progress in raising our children. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Romans 5 and 19 says, for as for one man disobedient, many were made sinners. The one man was introduced to disobedient and sin to the world was Adam. When Adam sinned in the garden, he not only broke the law of God's personally, but he also brought sin into the human race. We all were born into sin. But the Bible says in Proverbs 22 and 15, said, foolishness is bound in the heart of the children, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from them. One translation says, foolish ways are deep-seated in the heart of the children. The word foolishness can mean folly or mischievous. It can also refer to one who has acquired something and who despises wisdom. Though a child is born with a great deal of innocence, it doesn't take them long to learn how to sin. The Bible says that if we cannot let our children teach themselves. We cannot let them teach themselves. We have to bring them into the way of the Lord. Every child must come to the point to receive Jesus Christ in their life as their personal Savior. And God would discipline them along the way. According to Paul, there are two basic steps in disciplining a child in the way of the Lord. Instruction and correction. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4, it says, and you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord. Instruction. The word admonition means instruction. It refers to instilling something in the mind. We have already said much about parenting's instruction. Deuteronomy 6 tells us that the biblical teaching in the home must be consistent. Each and every day, we have to instill God's wisdom and knowledge in our children's heart. Correction and instruction is good, but instruction alone, there is also a need of correction. We need to nurture the whole instruction of a child, which sometimes includes chastising or discipline. Proverbs 22 and 15 says, foolishness is bound in the heart of children, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. The rod. There are various options concerning physical disciplines of children. Some believe it is others, and some believe that we don't do it. But regardless of which way we learn, we must realize Proverbs 22 and 15. This was something much deeper than just issues of spanking. Now, a lot of times, the rod is a symbol of authority. The word rod is sometimes translated into a staff, the staff that the shepherd used to guide the sheep in the pasture, to lead them in the right direction. And, you know, we have our Lord Savior Jesus Christ to lead us in our right direction. And sometimes as we got older, we still need God to correct us. And it hurts when he corrects us. But it's for our good. And, you know, sometimes when parents, what I want y'all children to get is that if you get this right here, if you just listen to your parents, don't you know you won't have to get a switch? They won't have to get the belt out. They won't have to yell. If you just listen, you won't even have to get, and you know, some parents I think is just mean. Some of them just take and just hit the children with the fist. But that's not what God give us our hands for. Our hands are made for love. So if we correct our children in the right way, they won't have to get spankings. They don't have to be. Some of our children are being abused in their households. Some are being verbal abused. Some are even seeing parents being abusive to one another. And that's installed in our children also. So whatever we're doing in front of our children, don't you know it's getting instilled into them? So we just got to be very careful on how our children is watching us. We have to ask God to lead and guide us every step of the way. Hebrews chapter 12 and 5 says, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaks unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked him. Verse 6 says, for whom the Lord loves, he chastens. The Lord loves us. And even if we are old, when he chastens us, it don't feel good. It don't feel good. But he does it for our good. And for us as parents, we have to chasten our children sometimes. And sometimes it hurts you. I remember one time I got sick and I was dealing with my breast cancer and I had all this bandage. And Jasmine, I think she was in the fifth grade, and she really needed a whooping real bad. And I couldn't whoop her. But I called her godmother over to whoop her, to give us spanking, or whatever you want to call it. Well, she goes in there and give us spanking, and guess what she does? She comes out the room crying. I didn't want to beat her. I said, well, it's just if we beat her now and then, somebody else killed along the way. So, you know, children don't understand it. When your parents, they give you that little pal and whatever, it's for your good. It hurts, don't it, when you get a paddling? Don't it hurt when you get a paddling? It hurts real bad when you get a paddling. Real bad when you get a paddling. But if you would just listen to what your mom says. She ain't going to tell you nothing wrong. Because your mama loves you. She wants to see y'all go further in life. We got doctors. We got lawyers. We've got maybe the next president here. I don't know. But if you just listen to what your parents are trying to say. And like I said before, some of you all are blessed. You are truly blessed to have both parents in your household. You are truly blessed. And we got some parents in here that are step-parents. You are blessed to have step-children. Don't you know that God is the only, God, they might only see God through you. They might only see God through you. Because we don't know what the other parents is teaching. So we got to take the time and the opportunity, whatever we do, to teach our children in the right way. So whatever man sows, that he so also reap. Children must be taught to take ownership for their decisions. They cannot go through life always being a victim. They must learn that if they make good decisions, they will reap a good reward. You will get a good reward. Don't y'all realize that if y'all just be good and go to, y'all got it so easy now. Sometimes I wish I could go back to being a little girl. I do. Because sometimes we say, I can't wait till I get grown. It's a lot to go behind that grown card. A lot. A lot that you don't even want to look at. I be telling my daughter, I said, you want to be grown so bad, but wait till you have to start paying your own bills. Wait till you can't go out and eat and do what you want to do because you got to pay a light bill, you got to pay your house payment, or you got to put gas in the car to get you to work next week. Just wait. This right now, I try to instill in my daughter that you need to go to school, get all the education that you can get. Finish high school. Go get your college degree, your bachelor's degree, then your master, and go on, doctor, whatever you do. If you're going to do it right now. Don't stop. Do it all and then think about marriage and all that boyfriends. Put all that on the back burner till later. You know why I'm telling you that? Because I know. Your parents can tell you that too. Put all that down first and then do everything for the Lord first, and then he going to give you all these things that you need. So we need to continue to teach our children the biblical truth. We need to help our children and let them continue to serve in the Lord. And you know, it's hard being a parent these days. And sometimes I look back and I see children, other children, how they treat their parents. And do you know that your mother and your father, God has allowed them to bring you into this world, to teach you the ways of life? And life ain't gonna always be the same. You're gonna have your ups and you're gonna have your downs. But there are some choices that we have to make today, church. And there is good choices and bad choices. And even though I'm grown, I still have to learn to take good choices and not bad choices. Because don't you know the enemy comes? He comes to kill, steal, and destroy as many of us as he can to take us out of this world. In relationships with our children. No, mom and dad don't always get along. Sometimes we see that in families. But my prayer that I pray, and me and Miss Virginia pray daily for every one of our church members here in this church. Y'all might not come on the prayer line when we on now, but sometimes me and Miss Virginia, we have to go through the day. Sometimes I have to come, Miss Virginia, we got a circumstance, we got to pray. Because I believe in having somebody with me to pray. And I don't care where I'm at, Miss Virginia will call me if something occurs to pray. Because prayer is the key and the answer that opens doors to everything. It's to talk to the Lord. Because, see, he already knows everything. And he's going to fix it. But we just got to have the faith and walk. Ask God to order our steps in the way we should go. No matter how young or how old we are. And I just love all y'all children in here. And I want to see everyone succeed. Not just mine. I'm not a selfish parent. I want to see every child succeed. I want to see everybody. And I just thank God. Because I know that some way and somehow in this life we're going to make it. We know that tests is going to come our way. We know that things going to come our way, but we know that God is going to help us make it. No matter what the test, we're going to make it. Amen? Amen. Amen. We're going to make it.